Hi, I'm Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join with me on an audio walk through Fort Wayne's history. This is our own path through our own history that features historical markers describing the significant sites in the region. We're using the official On the Heritage Trail guidebook available at ARCH, Fort Wayne and Allen County's Historic Preservation Organization, which serves as the financial trustee for the trail. So to learn more about the rich history of our area, let's begin our audio tour of the Heritage Trail. Today, we're stopping at the marker placed on the large boulder at the corner of Berry and Clay Streets. Presented to the city by the Indiana Daughters of the American Revolution in 1934, the old marker text reads, "The site of General Anthony Wayne's fort dedicated October 22, 1794. This was the first United States fort near Three Rivers. This fort commanded the portage between the St. Lawrence and the Mississippi systems, a portage known to the Indians as the Glorious Gate, and a strategic crossroads in early trade and exploration. The first U.S. fort was actually the last of five constructed by Major General Anthony Wayne in his campaign against the Miami Confederacy in 1794 in Ohio. Anthony Wayne built forts at Greenville, Recovery, Adams, Defiance, and Deposit. During these radio tours, we'll visit them all. Because it is the namesake of the city, it's appropriate we begin with Fort Wayne. After defeating the Indians under the leadership of the Shawnee Brave Blue Jacket at Fallen Timbers on August 20, 1794, Mad Anthony Wayne moved his Legion of the United States up the Maumee River to the large American Indian settlement of Kikianga at the confluence of the Three Rivers. Here was a natural crossroads in the especially important Maumee-Wabash Portage that offered the most direct land bridge between the Mississippi Valley and the St. Lawrence Waterway access to the eastern seaboard. Wayne ordered the fort to be built on the high ground overlooking the confluence of the rivers and the Miami town of Kikianga. The fort was designed and built by Colonel Henry Burbick under difficult conditions. Construction began on September 24th with the clearing of a 40-acre military reserve. The men were held under the strictest discipline, often with the lash, and it was not unusual for the soldiers to be on half rations. As many as five horses a day died for lack of feed. Fearing the British, the earthenwork bastions were designed to withstand artillery as large as 24-pound siege cannon. Before completion, Wayne proclaimed this fort in Fort Defiance the most respectable now in the occupancy of the United States, even in their present situation, which is not quite perfect as yet. Fort Wayne was dedicated on October 22nd with the expressed intent to erase the stain on the Army's reputation for having been defeated by the Miami Nation at the Battle of Kikianga on this same date 4 years earlier in 1790. Early on dedication day, Wayne paraded the troops, ordered 15 cannon to be fired, one for each state in the nation, and the flag to be raised. Colonel John Hamtramck, due to assume command, then officially named the place Fort Wayne. If you'd like to learn more about Fort Wayne's heritage, consider joining ARCH, Allen County's Historic Preservation Organization. Give ARCH a call at 426-5117 or log on to archfw.org. For now, this is Tom Castaldi looking forward to you joining with me next time on the Heritage Trail.